This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Tuesday edition. It's Mark here.
And Johnson.
Our main host, Ian. I don't know what to call him. I mean, you know, is he, is he the main host? He usually sits in the first chair. So,
something like that. First chair. That's what he calls himself, right?
Yep, first chair. This is that's the position I'm sitting in now. So
he's the leader. Peace be upon him.
God. Led by that. God, I am not led. But not by Ian Freeman. The number, 855-450-3733. He should be here sometime this evening. I can't guarantee when. He's off and doing something somewhere, somehow. And you can call.
No one can prophesize what he is doing because we are without our prophet.
Right. God. We're talking about the situation in Baltimore where the Columbus statue was 225-year-old Columbus monument smashed early Monday morning. And, you know, what people's thoughts are on it are. Let's go to Scott calling in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
My point is that anybody making the argument that there's a slippery slope of taking down monuments and statues.
Okay.
The slippery slope should stop. If you swore, if you went to West Point and swore an oath to protect the United States of America, then you raised an army and tried to overthrow the United States government, you do not get a statue celebrating your treachery.
Why?
You know, Washington didn't do that. Thomas Jefferson didn't do that. Roosevelt
didn't
do that.
It's a distinction.
They did some bad things, but you know what they wanted? They wanted the United States to be successful. They had a different view of it. That view has evolved. But
well, they wanted the states to be successful. I mean, you know, they weren't. The United States, as it was something different at the time. You know, the George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, these men, on Washington's case, fought, and Jefferson's case advocated for a set of free countries, and then over time, you know, those countries coalesced pretty much after, you know, Lincoln and that sort of thing. But go ahead. I mean, can I make the same argument over Lincoln? Can I say, if you as president presided over the most deaths of Americans in history, you don't get a statue? Couldn't I just say the same thing?
No, you cannot.
Okay, why not?
You can preside over the deaths and still support the United States of America. Maybe you fought on the side to keep the United States together as one country. If you raised an army after swearing an oath to the United States and then took up arms against that country, you're a traitor.
What? You know, I'll bet you there's a Benedict Arnold statue somewhere. But going on, I mean, George Washington's a traitor to England. I mean, you know, United States history is replete with traitors.
George Washington's statue.
They're not traitors to the United States. But are you telling me that a state, so in this case, Virginia, over in the Charlottesville, Virginia, are you telling me that a state or a municipality can't make a decision to have a monument to somebody who's a traitor because they're in the United States?
I think they can do that.
But they did.
But I don't agree with it. I mean, okay. I don't know why we're celebrating traitors. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin.
Right. I mean, a state that sent soldiers to kill its fellow Americans because they believe so strongly in their opinion, right?
But what's not going to happen is you're never going to see a Walter Payton statue in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
You're not. All right.
All right.
I mean, we're not destroyed. We did. Why are we celebrating people who tried to destroy this country?
They're celebrating them because
Osama bin Laden tried to destroy the country.
Yeah, but you don't have the people that you know, so many people that sort of agree with Osama bin Laden. I mean, people from the South are like, hey, you know, we are important, our history is important, and that you know, that history should be celebrated or something is the argument. So, I mean, I guess this is my opinion. Any Yankee who thinks he can tell me what kind of statue I can put up in my southern yard can go to hell. How's that one, Scott?
Hey, that's wonderful, but if there's other people, I'm not talking about your backyard, but if you're in Virginia or
it's government
in Georgia,
land, it's a local. Yeah, my backyard's in the United States.
However, that's your backyard, your private property. Put one there, but well, to put it on.
I get the public park. I agree that no monuments at this point. I'm of the opinion no monuments should be on government land, including the Yankee monuments. Can we take down the Yankee monuments if we're going to take down the Southern monuments?
There's not Yankees. There wasn't Yankees. There was United States soldiers. Somebody called
all right.
them Yankees.
Can United we take States down the United States soldiers?
They're not United States soldiers. They were soldiers, but they
so
were
no.
traitors.
So no, you say that we keep up the oppressive statues of the Yankees in order to show them Southerners exactly what we think about them, sir. Is that what your statement is?
No, I'm saying we're the United States of America. If
hey,
you don't, I mean,
Scott,
we're the United States of America.
You don't know
what
the hell you're talking about. You're sitting up in Wisconsin telling these people down south how they're going to live, and they don't have
no.
they want none
how
of it. I can assure you. Yes,
I'm
you are. Yes, you are.
Like I am not. I'm telling them.
It's calls
the
like this
country.
That cement people into their opinion.
Well, yeah, I tell you, all I said is what the difference was between a George
There's a difference.
Washington and a
yep,
Thomas
George
Jefferson
Washington was a traitor to
Tom
a different Jeff- government. He was a
well,
successful
you know,
traitor, and only by luck.
Right.
That's irrelevant. We're not in England. There should not be George Washington statues in England either.
England claimed the land that George Washington was fighting for.
I mean,
just as Lincoln claimed the land that Robert E. Lee was fighting for.
So, and what were all the
Lincoln
Confederate troops?
Lincoln was willing to kill everybody for it.
Wait, what were all the Confederate troops before they joined the Confederacy?
Just people.
They were
Americans, right? They were U.S. citizens.
They were Americans anyway. They're the North American continent.
And what were they after? Americans. So it's an American statue.
From the United States.
From the United States.
Well,
commemorating an American history.
There were no Yankees at the time saying they were independent from the United States.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to dissolve the United States.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they actually had Virginia, you know, remain the United States by cutting a piece of it off and calling it Virginia in sort of an illegal fashion. That's why we have West Virginia.
I mean, I'm not prepared to debate what happened during the Civil War. I'm just prepared to say.
So how do you feel about
secession? Arms against the United States. That's treason.
So you really dislike this idea of secession then? It's essentially what you're calling in to argue, is that you think the idea of secession is a terrible, horrible idea because the United States has been such a successful experiment.
As you said, it needs to evolve, for sure.
It's not going to evolve by people kissing its butt, Scott.
Well, I mean, it's not going to evolve. I mean, that's a whole other subject. It's not going to evolve right now because the citizens don't have much say. I mean, we're
corporatocracy, yep.
Thank you. That's what's running our country.
Agreed.
It's money. So really, I mean, our votes. I just want.
So why hold up this organization called the United States? Why hold it up and say, "Oh, it's great," and you know, no traitors to it should have statues and stuff. But at the same time, realize that it's a flawed system that probably needs some kind of revamping. It's. I mean, the politicians are just hiding behind that flag that you're extolling.
Yeah, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
What's the baby? Tell me about the baby.
I mean,
It's a little bitty baby, and it's a whole lot of bathwater.
What if it's Rosemary?
I think the baby pooped in the bathwater.
We start out with the Constitution. We start out with everybody's vote being
the
equal.
Constitution was a voluntary thing. Was the idea was it's voluntary. They blockaded Rhode Island to get them to sign, and the federal government has stepped on the Constitution at every turn. John Adams, the second president, signed the Alien Sedition Act, which was obviously contrary to the Constitution. Thomas Jefferson invaded Tripoli contrary to the Constitution. They didn't care about the Constitution, Scott.
Well,
I'd love to hear more from you. I got to run.
Do we just dissolve this place or what?
Thank you for the question. Hold the line.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
ahead and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live Tuesday edition. We just had a gentleman named Scott who called in from Wisconsin. At the very end of his call, he asked a good question. The question was, sort of me talking about how the politicians don't obey the Constitution, so what's the point in bringing it up? What are we supposed to do? What do you want to do with it? Just dissolve the whole thing? And I wouldn't say that. It's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Johnson.
Ian is back here, sitting on the mic. God knows what he was gallivanting around and doing.
Important church business.
Yeah. it's a nice one. So my recommendation wouldn't be, let's just dissolve the United States. I mean,
I would recommend that.
That's your business,
yeah.
Not mine. The United States, in and of itself, I'm a voluntarist. I believe that people should have the government that they want. They should be able to voluntarily adhere to a government. I can assure you, as evidenced by all the flags I see running around, the United States has a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
And to suggest that those people not have the government that they desire is antithetical, in my opinion, to the voluntarist philosophy.
Sure, but their government they desire, it wants to force its way upon everyone.
Sure. And if somebody attempts to force rule upon you, you should have the right of revolution, as has been, in my opinion, the right of every human being throughout history. If somebody wishes to use coercive violence against you to get you to follow a set of rules that you don't agree with, that you don't want to apply to you, you should be able to shoot them center of mass.
Well, that's what preferred to be left alone.
A human right is about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But the founding fathers didn't put the Second Amendment in for hunting.
Right.
They were 100% clear. This was a group of men that had shot their government center of mass many times over. They'd speared them with this bayonet, and they'd kept them on the run for years until they finally gave up. That's what happened. And look, I'm just reading their documents. I'm just a product of this Enlightenment culture that brought about the Constitution. And I would say the Constitution is not something that can be enforced against on somebody who no longer wishes to adhere to it. However, once you say you don't want a particular government, you are no longer under the protection of that government. So you should be able to form your own. You should be able to get together with other people. And no aggression, that means no force, no theft, no violence should be used against you and your people, unless you, of course, use those things against other people. And ultimately, people should be able to pick their governments. Governments shouldn't be tied
to
land masses.
A long way to go before that's going to happen.
The gentleman asked me what I advocated for, and I advocate the United States government and every other government out there leave people the hell alone.
Great.
That don't want to be messed with.
All right.
That the Constitution isn't a death pact, and that I didn't sign it.
Great. I mean, who could disagree on this show with that statement?
That's
great.
I didn't sign it. It shouldn't be enforced upon me. I don't agree with all these wars the United States has fought, and I shouldn't have to fund them, and I'm willing to step out for that reason.
So,
I'm going to forego the protection that the United States
would offer. Or to be forced to fund the ideas, sort of like we were saying earlier with this, being forced to fund, statues or ideas for people who you don't agree with. And that seems to be what is going on the left currently, which is saying that, only our statues, only our ideas are acceptable, you're going to have to, kowtow to our ideology. But
that's what it comes down to.
But if you have your own ideas, they're not acceptable. This is the right way. This is what's right. We've got the moral authority. And, there's some interesting debate even within the liberty movement, I guess I should say, within liberty circles. And
some kind of news article?
Yeah, from somebody who I think we've read some pieces before from his blog, Joel Valenzuela.
He's co-hosted
on the air.
Yeah, he's co-hosted the show. Yep. So he writes a lot about Bitcoin and Dash and liberty stuff. And so his current article recent article is "Don't Fall for Free Speech Socialism."
All right.
White White nationalism is the controversy du jour in the United States as elements of the alt-right have made headlines for violent rallies and clashes with counter-protesters. While free speech is protected in the United States, a growing list of companies and social media platforms have begun to refuse the business of Nazi sympathizers, drawing criticisms and accusations of squelching free speech. The idea that the right is hateful is the idea that the right to hateful expression extends beyond government behavior is what I like to call free speech socialism and shouldn't be tolerated in a free society. No, Facebook doesn't need to keep Nazis' accounts alive. Here's why. Free speech, as we know it, is a government invention. Let's not forget that the primary purpose of the modern concept of free speech was to keep the government in check. We are all naturally free to speak our minds until someone comes and bashes our head in because they don't like what we're saying. The common concept of free speech refers to the gist of the First Amendment of the American Constitution that government can't oppress people for expressing unpopular or dangerous views. That right to free speech is precious, but remember, it's about preventing violence from being used to silence you, not giving you a mandatory platform from which to speak freely. That part is your responsibility. Mandated free speech doesn't apply to private companies. Here's where we get into some different territory. Private
property. I don't know that I entirely agree. If a company gets big enough, it's almost like a government. I mean, do you have free speech if you can't say something on Facebook? At this point, people use terminology like, our relationship is Facebook official. They don't say United States government official. They say Facebook official.
Well, and there are a lot of people on the left who would argue that Facebook and whatnot should be regulated like a utility, you know, and that the internet is a utility and that you should have forced access to free speech.
That sounds like that's what you're saying. Right? Saying that once a company gets so big, it's no longer private. It's no longer subject to the rules of whatever it wants to set for itself. All of a sudden, now
who should we nationalize first, Facebook or Google?
Yeah, that almost sounds like that's what you're calling for.
I can assure you that if the government nationalizes either Facebook or Google, that whatever they do opens the door for the next search engine or social media platform to come in and take over because it will be disastrous.
I agree with you there.
It would be certainly put a new definition to social media, wouldn't it?
What I'm trying to say, Ian, is that people rely on Facebook and Google to the point that they basically allow them to govern their lives.
But that doesn't mean, just because people are relying on them doesn't make them governments. It doesn't mean that they should be allowing any kind of speech that people want to have there.
They are governments because they're governing speech. Are they states? No, they are not an organization that claims a monopoly privilege.
They have a terms of service that makes it very clear what they allow and what they don't.
Right, and you choose those terms of service.
They chose the terms. You chose to agree to them.
An individual chose the... if you choose to agree to them, you've chosen the terms of service.
No, you haven't, because they can update the terms anytime they want. It's they who decide the terms of service.
When you give Facebook and Google your attention, when you use them, you're giving them power over your life.
So and do it.
That's true with everything.
That doesn't mean they owe you anything.
Nope. You don't
giving them power if you don't. You
know. I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Apparently there's a debate coming up about this.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Tuesday edition. It looks like we have a special cage match feature for you here on Free Talk Live.
It's musical co-host chairs tonight.
So right, so Johnson's out. Chris is in, Chris Wade, normally on Friday nights.
That's right.
And we've got Joelle Valenzuela, who is a sometime host of Free Talk Live, on to... talk about the article that she wrote. Joel, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I gotcha. Hold the line. I got a special message about Dash.
So if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, especially with a record run-up in price very recently. So check out Dash.org and find out why. And normally, Joelle, when we have you on, we're talking about Dash because you're one of the writers over at Dash Force News.
Yes, indeed. Editor-in-chief, in fact.
Excellent. And DashForceNews.com, I believe, is where folks can go to get the latest information from the Dash universe. Thanks to you.
So right. Johnson had mentioned this article, and he just kind of got into sharing the very beginning of the piece on the air just a few moments ago. It's over at your personal blog, thedesertlinks.com, entitled Don't Fall for Free Speech Socialism. And basically what you're saying here, as I understand it, is that the Facebook is private property, so the rules about free speech or Facebook or other platforms, Google, etc., these internet places, that these are not places where free speech reigns. These are private property places, and then the private property owners should be able to set whatever rules that they want to. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. It's the concept of free speech as we understand it as an absolute principle is something that was invented to restrain government overreach, or rather from forceful silencing, right? And, for example, if you're in your own house, someone starts saying something that offends your wife or your family or whatever, you can tell them they cannot say that in your house and get out. Mm-hmm. And the same applies to anything created from the fruits of someone else's labor.
It sure does. So apparently Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com, our regular Friday night co-host, Johnson told you about this article earlier today, and you don't agree?
I had a few parts where I'm just like, no. Okay, so, like, I actually agree mostly on, the whole privatization. Facebook can kind of do what it wants. And the problem I have with the article is that you've got free speech as a legal, as a legal thing, but there's also free speech as a non-legal concept, and I think attacking it, or only speaking out as if it's a legal thing, it kind of does disservice to any kind of principle libertarian message. Like, for instance, I don't use Facebook because I don't agree with Facebook's stance on free speech. Now, I don't think that Facebook has any I have any right, or the government has any right, to tell Facebook what they can and cannot allow in terms of which users they're allowed on their service. But I won't use them because they don't respect free speech in a non-legal context.
Yes. Well, we have to think about the concept of free speech as you can say whatever you want on public forums that are supposed to let you say whatever you want. That's absolutely valid. The difference is between different kinds of speech platforms, right? So I think anyone should be able to say whatever they want, anytime, anywhere, on their own time, right? They should be able to just, free expression. I strongly believe in that concept of free speech. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference is where what I call free speech socialism is it's not just you are free to say whatever you want. It's someone else has to provide a platform for your speech even if they disagree with it, right? That's where I have the problem of someone has a radio network, a podcast, a blog or something that now they don't control anymore, that they can't just run it the way they want it, that now that they're forced to use the product of their hard labor to promote messages that they don't even agree with. And that's almost like a little bit of a form of slavery, right? So it's equivalent in my view to taxation funding wars that someone might not agree with, because if you're forced to work hard and provide a platform for things you absolutely don't agree with, it's pretty much the same as being forced to fund a government you find reprehensible.
Now, what sparked this article? I mean, were there libertarians who were actually taking, so-called libertarians who were actually taking a position that these private property platforms should be forced somehow to allow all speech?
Well, I'll give the very specific trigger for this. It was a fellow by the name of Christoph Atlas. I don't know if you know about him.
I do know who that is. Yeah, we've met him at some of the Bitcoin conferences.
The guy is brilliant.
Yes. It was when he blocked me on Twitter, and that kind of got me thinking about it. Because, obviously he and I agree with a whole lot of cryptocurrency and blockchain-based thing.
But this is how libertarians are. They agree with each other 97% of the time. They disagree 3% of the time, and they will see you dead because of it.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought that was actually kind of funny because, like, I'm agreeing with him on 97% of this, but the little fact that you're not critical of the platforms, that's what kind of got me up in arms, and I'm just like, yes. you're gonna let this huge mega corporation, you know, basically, trample over everybody's, ability to speak, freely on this platform, and that's just what got me so kind of enraged.
It's, well, like, are you not critical, Joel, or is it?
Yeah, actually, so yeah, I wasn't really clear about whether or not you would condemn or not platforms that you know, general platforms, anyway.
So as far as condemnation is concerned, as far as the actions of a private individual, more specifically a private company, I'm a little bit less, I guess, condemnation happy on that. I mean, I'm very opinionated, but the way I express my opinions is I stop doing business with that business, and I encourage others to do the same, and it's kind of buried, right, at that point.
Yeah, so it sounds like we're actually in agreement on this. It's just the way the article came off.
This is why social media sucks, everybody.
Yes.
Actually, this is very interesting because most of the time, I would expect most of the debates I've had with other libertarians, you get down to this one little tiny aspect of it, and then all of a sudden, you can't agree on it.
Yeah, well, that's really the thing. If we all are who we say we are, we should basically agree on everything and then have just a little bit of wiggle room for, like, well, I think this should be applied this way rather than this. But so that was exactly the sort of thing. I'm very much in favor of free speech, and I just watching any of what one call, like, the leftist media, the fake news, any of that, you can see a very clear bias, not just a bias, but a clear bias towards the left. And of course, I think that's complete nonsense. And so seeing this Christoph Atlas fellow's his tweets and all that.
So what was he saying? I'm sorry, that we never got to that
good,
part.
In very good agreement with almost everything he said, and then he posted one thing that was he posted a list of all the service providers and businesses, et cetera, who had banned the content of or refused to do business with a certain Christopher Cantwell. And he shared that as like look how terrible this is that people are refusing to do business with this person. And
did they mention Free Talk Live? Because we fired him first.
Well, yeah. Well, you still let him on the show. I mean, you call in, but
yeah. Well, it's an open phone show, so anybody.
Yeah,
can call
in. I guess you guys. I mean, all this due respect, you guys make an amazing program. Maybe you haven't made it quite yet enough to be included on that list of, like, heavy hitters in terms of, like, you know, billion-dollar industry or whatever. But anyway, this I just did a simple comment of something.
Hold
something
the line, Joel.
We'll get to the Twitter drama here in moments.
It's exciting stuff.
Stand by.
The number is 855-450-3733.
What did libertarians disagree on this time?
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're talking about what is freedom of speech exactly here on Free Talk Live, and I think it is important to nail down precisely what you mean when you say free speech, because free speech doesn't always mean you can just say whatever the heck you want. So we're discussing that here, but first I want to tell you about Whole Food Multicomplete. Whole Food Multicomplete is a supplement that I've been taking now for months, and I will continue taking it long after they discontinue their advertising, if that's what they ever do.
Hopefully never.
Hopefully they never do. But, you know, I mean, you know, whatever.
They did take a break for a while, and now they're back.
Yeah, they had a problem with keeping product in stock.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a good problem to have because you advertise on Free Talk Live. Nonetheless, what they do is they take seven different supplements. Now, that doesn't mean seven different vitamins and minerals. It means seven different supplements containing many different vitamins and minerals. You can go see the whole list over at simplifymysupplements.com. But, you know, they've got a probiotic, they've got enzymes, they've got, you know, vitamins and minerals and all kinds of different things, antioxidants, other nutrients that you need. And it's all combined into one product that will handle, you know, the average person's nutritional needs. For me, what happened when I started taking it is I lost like 10 or 15 pounds right off the bat. Didn't even know why with Whole Food Multicomplete at simplifymysupplements.com. And, you know, I also am sleeping a bit better, and it's handled a digestive issue that I had also. Simplifymysupplements.com. Go there. Learn more. When you order, and I recommend you do, just get rid of that crappy supplement that you're using today and get simplifymysupplements.com, Whole Food Multicomplete at simplifymysupplements.com. Enter coupon code FTL, save 10% off of every order. So if you ordered it in the past and you got the previous discount, that's fine. You can now use coupon code FTL every time you order in order to save 10%. Yeah, it's a great deal. And satisfaction is guaranteed. Your money back. They do accept Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Let's go back to Joel.
Joel,
excuse me. Looks remarkably like Joel. Joel, you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
So you were about to tell us a story about a guy named Christoph Atlas, who we've had on the show, I'm sure, at a couple of different cryptocurrency conferences where we've run into him. And he's always seemed to be, you know, pretty liberty-friendly. Apparently you said you agree with him on a whole lot of stuff, but a recent kerfuffle on Twitter kind of sparked up some disagreements between the two of you. So what happened?
Yes. So he posted an article listing all of the businesses and services that had refused to do business with Christopher Cantwell.
So, okay, Cupid.
Hosting provider,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, all kinds of companies that have canceled his accounts and told them he's banned forever. Everything from dating providers to web-related features, all of his payment processors, PayPal, Stripe, I believe, was another one, and Patreon were at least three of them.
Yes, and so it was at least a dozen total, and I made some comment about, like, well, that looks like my Christmas shopping list right there, right? Because I highly agreed with their decision to not. I've never gotten along with Mr. Cantwell, as has been well documented, and I rather agreed with their decision to not host that. And within a few seconds, I was blocked, which wow. I think it's funny for a few reasons. First off, someone who believes in speech must be protected above all things is instantly able to block me for disagreeing with a single statement of mine.
There is a certain amount of irony to that.
Yeah. Yes. And the second thing is, one of these things, he was protesting on Twitter, someone who had been blocked on Twitter for showing his views, and then blocked someone on Twitter whose views he disagreed with.
I get the irony.
Yeah, definitely ironic.
I also am of the opinion that, you know, one should not waste one's breath on fools. So I'm not saying you're a fool, Joel. I just, you know, if I disagree vehemently with some people for some reasons, I'm just not going to waste my time debating them on, especially not on platforms
Twitter.
Like Twitter and Facebook. Now, I always welcome them. Please call into Free Talk Live.
They never do.
Where we can, right. They never do. Like, you know, you'll find the meanest troll on Facebook, and you just can't get them to call in. Because
it's easier to hold somebody accountable when you actually have a conversation.
Sure.
Because then if you,
what do you mean by that, Ian?
Yeah, it could be, right. If they don't answer a question on Twitter,
you didn't answer my question when I said, what do you mean by that, Ian?
Exactly. You can hold
that's
their feet
the thing
to the fire.
Is that some jackhole, you ask a question on there and you can finally, you know, hold them to it. You didn't answer my question. I just want a question. It's a simple yes or no question.
We can't move this conversation forward until you answer the question. I answered your question. Why don't you answer my question?
Why don't I answer mine? But I do understand the complaint that people have in this sort of modern society where, you know, a relationship isn't official until it's Facebook official. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, people don't say our relationship, when they get married, they don't say our relationship is now government official. But they do say that when they, you know, get on early on in a relationship, they say we're Facebook official. And I say that, and obviously Facebook governs what you can say on the air, what you can say on their platform and what they don't. So you can't argue that they're not a government. They have billions of people that are subscribers there. And I kind of feel like when they damper speech, that it's a bigger deal than when I say to somebody, hey, if you're going to talk like a racist, you got to get off my property. Because if they have to get off my property, there's a whole globe left for them. If they have to get off of Facebook and Twitter, there's not much left in the social media platform for them. If that
There's
makes
always
sense.
Google Plus.
It's a punchline again.
So, Mark, do you think that there should be a law that requires Facebook to obligate Facebook? Because this is kind of, you seem to actually be arguing.
So you're taking Christoph Atlas's side.
Yeah, it sounds like almost, but I'm not sure.
I can't argue for Christoph Atlas because I am not Christoph Atlas.
Yeah.
I can argue for Mark Edge because I am Mark Edge.
Do you think Facebook should have banned Chris Cantwell?
I don't think they should have. No.
He should just be able to use their private property to spread hate.
Well, I don't know if it's hate or not. He's, you know, what
have
do
you read really? Any of his posts?
They aren't doing it to the Antifa.
Let's assume it is hate, guys, just for the moment.
How do you know that?
I haven't heard a single one of them say otherwise.
How
did
you hear about it? I mean, you don't know those people.
I saw a video today from the Boston protest where these liberal folks were yelling at somebody who was holding a camera and asking what they felt about free speech. He literally was making no assertions, and they were presuming that he was a Nazi because he was there to talk about free speech. Because free speech has now become a dog whistle for you are a racist, bigot, homophobe, trans hater, whatever
the
term is.
You said earlier tonight that there were 25,000, maybe it was you who said it, 25,000 Antifa people at the protest. That's not correct
at all. Well, the Antifa brought 25,000 people there.
Well, I don't know if Antifa brought those people there.
Who brought them there?
According to the guy that we interviewed who was actually there, unlike you, he said that 99% of the people there were very peaceful, kind folks who were there.
I don't care about the peaceful, kind folks.
They were not part of Antifa. Could just be clear on that.
I didn't. Well, okay. So a person from Antifa can't be peaceful and kind?
So they had 1%, okay, the Antifa people there.
Yeah, he certainly didn't talk to all of them.
No, he didn't.
And the people that I saw in the video were the only ones that I'm concerned with. Is Facebook blocking their butts?
You wouldn't know. You don't know those people, so if they got blocked, you wouldn't find out about it. Whereas you know who Chris Cantwell is. You know him personally, at least, so you're more
likely
to be aware
about it. There's articles about all kinds of the racists from Charlottesville being banned by you know, being fired from work. And like, there's all these celebratory articles about those people being fired, and I have yet to see one single article about one person who is on the other side.
There's no doubt there's some bias in the media. Go ahead.
Why is that?
It's not necessarily a defensible position, but it's a fairly understandable one, which is there's a certain group of people that have made their repulsive points of view and wishes very well known, and they get all the media attention, and the people on the other side, even if they might be equally repulsive, all they're known is they're the anti-Nazis. They're the people who don't like Nazis.
A lot of them are wearing masks.
Those people must be different. I mean, I don't like Nazis either. They must be jolly good fellows.
Indeed.
And so that gets the narrative lost in the narrative because they're anti-Nazi. They somehow, all their skeletons in their closet somehow get swept under the rug. And that's exactly one of these things. You see what is a free speech rally, right? A free speech rally happening. Who doesn't like free speech? Well, apparently thousands and thousands of people have been convinced that free speech is a bad thing.
Yep.
Exactly because of that, as we said, dog whistle, the racist dog whistle, that free speech is code for something else. And that is exactly what I'm trying to fight against. I'm trying to fight against the redefinition of free speech as give racists a platform everywhere, right?
Joel, thanks for the call. I really appreciate your time here.
No problem.
That's Joel from, what was it, Desert?
The Desert Links.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.